Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, welcome to the last week of February. We have been talking all this month about relationships. And today we're going to talk about one huge myth that is not true, which is if you've had a tumultuous past, and this can also relate to life too, but you are not damaged goods. That is one relationship myth you should not believe. And I'm going to give you five reasons why what I'm saying is true, okay? When you have had a painful, heartbreaking story to your past, have you ever like watched a movie, read a book, and it's like everything happened great for this main character and everything ended up good, the end? No! Like, we are all living an epic story that we get to choose. Is our past, is all our bad things that have happened to us, is that going to define us? And is that where it's going to end and we're going to be a victim the rest of the life? Or are we going to rise up and become better? And so five things that are going to tell you, you should not believe the myth that you are damaged goods, okay? Number one, you can feel deeper. If you have had a bad relationship, a divorce, a death of a spouse, you have a whole new and different, unique appreciation for that role, what you've learned, and you're able to feel deeper. If you've been hurt, I envision like someone's drilling for oil, right? And your feelings, you know, when you feel deep, you're able to feel that up with love. And you're able to feel deeper, which leads us to number two. You're able to love more. I can't tell you how many times, you know, if you're just watching my channel, welcome. But I am a surviving, thriving cancer widow. And my late spouse passed from bone cancer. And I had three little kids. And they were 4, 9, and 12 when he passed away. And I have seen my children be able to love deeper and harder. And you are able to step back and see that over the years, and even in the moment, I'm able to appreciate and love, when, especially, you know, when you have a cancer diagnosis or any health diagnosis for that matter, of a loved one, you appreciate the seconds you have. So you're able to love more. And I remember specifically, I was teaching a class. I used to own like a specialty yarn shop where I did knitting and crocheting classes. And I remember we were doing like a stitch and bitch session, right? A sit and knit. And people would complain about their spouses. And I'm sitting here listening, and it's like the toothpaste cap they don't ever put on, and they don't do this and they don't do that. And I'm just sitting there, you know, and I was brooding like, you guys don't have any idea how lucky you are. Like, if they were gone, you would miss that. Honestly, I'm telling you. You're able to, which is my next one, appreciate. When you've had a sordid, hard past, you're able to appreciate your moments that matter, and you're able to make more moments that matter. Appreciation and gratitude are a catalyst to happiness and joy. When you can look at what you do have, you're able to flip the switch. On appreciation, I want to touch on laughter. Laughter has been so huge for me in my life in general. I was voted the class clown in high school. So I have like loved to make others laugh and laughed my entire life. But especially dealing with something deep and hard, whether it's divorce or whether it's a cancer diagnosis, whether it's a loss of a job, loss of what you thought your life was going to be, betrayal, heartbreak. I mean, we could go on this huge list, right? And that could just be explaining your life, similar to mine. But I am not letting that keep me down. And that's what I help my clients do, is it helps them change their mindset to see and appreciate the lessons they've learned from loss and devastation and turn that as a catalyst to move forward. If you need help, you could check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and you could sign up for a free discovery session and we could chat it up to see if me helping you is something that will work in your life. And the next one is empathy. You're able to have, number four is more empathy, right? I never could even comprehend the top of an iceberg when somebody had gone through something similar to what I had. A cancer diagnosis, a death of a spouse, a death of a parent. Like, you have no idea until you have lived it and been through it how it feels. And you are able to have this magical power to be empathetic because of the hard things that you have been through in your life. Congratulations. Like, that is not something you signed up for, but that is an amazing side effect of the hard, is you are able to be empathetic. Which leads me to number five, is you are able to help others. Look at what I'm doing. I'm living, breathing proof that my hard times have been a catalyst to help others. And that in and of itself helps soften the sting of heartbreak and devastation. And it will help you too. If you can remember these five things and to help you get out of that mindset that completely contaminates your future and realize you are not damaged goods. Your past is your superpower. Your past is what makes you you, and you can take that and go forward with your life with so much more in your toolkit than people who haven't been through that. I've loved, and I might have shared this, I think, a little bit ago, maybe, we're coming up almost on 100 episodes, I can't believe it, on my podcast, way more on my YouTube channel, but I love this. So it's the story of this poor old farmer, right? And he had this old horse and one son. One day, the old horse gets out and it runs away and it's gone. And the townspeople come by and they're like, oh, we're so sorry for your bad luck. And the old Chinese farmer replies back, good luck, bad luck, who knows? Well, the next day, back comes the horse with a bunch of other wild horses that he gets to keep. And oh man, the townspeople come by and they are just patting him on the back. Wow, you're so lucky, you're so lucky. You know, and he's like, good luck, bad luck, who knows? Well, his son gets on one of the new horses and falls off and breaks his leg. And the town is just like, oh, you have such bad luck. We are so sorry you have bad luck. And he looked at the town and replied back, good luck, bad luck, who knows? Then the emperor sends troops to the town. And everybody who's able is taken and has to join the emperor's army. And because his son had broken his leg, he wasn't drafted. He wasn't taken by the emperor's army. And the town people came by and congratulated him. You know, you are so lucky. You're so lucky. You know, and it's good luck, bad luck, who knows? And I love that story, because you can never say you have bad luck. And I have been through hard. I know we all go through hard, but just keep hanging in there. Keep having faith. Keep believing that your higher power, that your God loves you and he's there for you and he will help you through it if you've been brought to it. And I can testify to that. I know that God loves you. I know that there is a plan of happiness. I know that our Savior can help us push through those hard times, whatever they might look like for you. Whatever you believe in, when you realize you're part of something bigger, you are able to be stronger and have that strength that is not just your own, but it is your birthright from God. And remember that your definition of damaged goods, bad luck, other people's definitions of good luck, bad luck, damaged goods, we can't control others. We can control ourselves and our own thoughts. So remember these five things that we talked about today. Remember how your past, whether it's relationships, any myriad of relationship, or really tragic things that have happened to you, you know, they can be a catalyst for good luck or bad luck. Who knows? That's up to you. And you remember, you can be more empathetic and help others through your hard times. And if you're going through a hard time and you need help yourself, you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. You can click on my mentoring and go and sign up for a free discovery session. And we can chat and see how I could help you. I would be honored to help you through your hard. On that note, my 11-year-old says I always need to say, like, subscribe, push the notification bell. If you're listening to this on my podcast, you can leave me a review. I would totally love that. Or go and rate my podcast. That would help me out. But I love you guys, and I hope your February was full of love and joy. And I'm sending you love and light. And remember to put on your big girl pants when life's hard, and you can do this. And I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.